Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, March 17th. Grey Bruce OPP say they have located a 70-year-old man who had gone missing from the Chatsworth area. Police say he had been last seen just before 12 yesterday morning and did not return home. OPP Aviation Services and the West Region Emergency Response Team assisted in the search. Police say on Twitter this afternoon the man has now been located and is safe. OPP are thanking the community for its assistance. Minister of Health Jean-Yves Duclos says starting April 1st, fully vaccinated people will no longer need a pre-entry test before entering Canada. Random testing on arrival will still be in place, but quarantine will not be required for fully vaccinated people while they await their results. Unvaccinated travelers will still see some restrictions.
Unvaccinated and partially vaccinated travelers will continue to be tested with COVID-19 molecular tests on arrival and on day 8 while they quarantine for 14 days.
All travelers will still need to use the ArriveCan app. Duclos says this may all change depending on the evolution of the pandemic. Canada has started accepting applications for Ukrainian refugees. Immigration Minister Sean Fraser says Ukrainians and their families who are fleeing their country because of the Russian invasion can now start the process of finding a safe place to go. Fraser says the program will allow an unlimited number of Ukrainians to come into Canada. Their refugees will be able to stay up to 3 years after the federal government originally set the limit to 2 years. According to the UN, over 3 million people have now fled Ukraine. Their data shows most of those are women, children, and older adults, as men between 18 and 60 have to stay and fight. Also today, Canada added 22 Belarusian defense officials to its sanctions list. Parry Sound Muskoka Conservative MP Scott Aitchison has joined the federal party's leadership race. He says on his social media his approach to the campaign will be focused on respect, unity, and spreading hope, not anger. Aitchison goes up against MPs Pierre Poilievre, Leslyn Lewis, Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown, Independent MPP Roman Baber, and Jean Charest. The Conservative Party of Canada is set to choose a new leader in September. Grey Bruce OPP say charges have been laid after a driver in a two-vehicle collision failed to remain on the scene. Police say on March 14th at around 11:30 in the morning, they responded to a report of a two-vehicle collision on Highway 6 and 21 in Georgian Bluffs. Police say one of the drivers was spoken to later in the day, and it was determined they failed to stay at the scene of the collision. Police charged a 19-year-old from Aaron Eldersley with careless driving and failing to remain. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 302 points to 21,771. The Dow Jones is up 417 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.27 U.S. cents, up 39 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $103.30, up $8.26 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Leafs are looking for a second straight win and will be without star Austin Matthews again due to a suspension. Elsewhere tonight, Montreal hosts Dallas, the Buffalo Sabres visit Edmonton, and the Vancouver Canucks play at home against the Detroit Red Wings. Two games in the Ontario Hockey League tonight, both Eastern Conference. North Bay hosts Mississauga and Niagara visits the Barrie Colts. Next game for the Owen Sound Attack is on Saturday at the Bayshore against the Erie Otters. The Attack lost 6-5 to Windsor in overtime last night, picking up at least a point for their 10th straight game. Scott Davidson's Holiday Inn Express and Suites Rink are the 2021-22 champions of the BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major Curling League. Davidson's Rink defeated Team Joey Redinger 9-4 in last night's final at Terra. Just one game in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons take on the Orlando Magic tonight. Tomorrow, the Toronto Raptors return home to host the LA Lakers after a perfect 5-game road trip. And let the March Madness begin. The first round of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament is underway. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.